had to choose between the shrinking violent truth and the growing list of IOUs before the keepers of the gate revoked your ticket to the land where eloquence was still a day and everything was cash in hand before the dawn.
WONY Oneonta, 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio.
Ah, shut up,
loser.
Texting while driving hinders your focus. If you want to text and drive so badly, get a Tesla. This is not a sponsored Tesla. Texting and driving PSA. Visit www.notbestupid.com.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. Thursday, April 24th, learn more about lead credit with the Lead at Oneonta team at 5 p.m. Also happening at 5, an art gallery reception is happening at Fine Arts. On Friday, April 25th, the Empire State Service Corp is hosting a yoga meditation session from 8 to 1 p.m. located at the First Floor Lounge in Madison. On Saturday, April 26th, O-Fest Fair at the Quad from 1 to 5 p.m. Please note that the fair is free and open to the entire Oneonta community, but some items and services have a fee. At 7 p.m., watch Neon Trees perform at the Alumni Fieldhouse. On Sunday, April 27th, CurlCon is happening this year from 12 to 5 p.m. at Lee Hall. This weekend's average is around 50 degrees. Expect a couple showers early Saturday. Music-related news, Coco Jones releasing her debut album, Why Not More? A surprise single from Lorde titled What Was That? And indie fans should check out New Things by Avery Friedman and The Crux by Joe. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great weekend and keep it locked.
Yeah.
How do you lie when the hurting's over? How do you lie?
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Shot Diet with me and David, or Logan and David. I don't know what he's saying. He's hating. But welcome back, everyone. Second to last show?
Might be the last show. I'm not going to lie.
Dang.
Because next week I might be in another state.
Yes, yes.
For a certain somebody. But we're not going to dive into that. I'm kidding. I'll catch you some more. But... do you want to start with your question? Do you have a question?
We can start.
I guess I'll start. Wait, I'm low. Hold on. Testing, testing.
Yes, works.
I know it works. I'm trying to see the volume.
Okay, but let me know the volume. It's good.
Mm-hmm. Testing. Okay. What am I saying? All right. My question. I got to build it up. We're approaching to the off season. Round two is about to start. Sunday, Saturday, or Monday. So yeah, there's gonna be a lot of movement in the off season. there's going to be a lot of movement in the offseason. So that begs the question. How many All-Star, All-NBA players are getting moved in the summer? See if you have to guess.
That was the question I had.
You thief.
I was just thinking of saying that. Well, mine was going to be slightly different.
Yes. How many? Give me a number. Give me a name.
There was 8 this season, right? Or off-season and plus-season?
Yes. I don't know. I mean...
Because it was Luka, AD, Ingram...
Jimmy.
There's more. Oh, Kat.
Oh, Randall.
Randall. There's 2 more. I forgot who. Oh, De'Aaron. And then, there's 8. Who was the last guy?
Oh, I don't remember. Oh, Paul George.
Yes. No, but he signed.
Oh, got traded?
Not DeAndre Hunter.
Definitely not DeAndre. Got traded?
Yeah, there was 8. I'm 90% sure.
But
anywho though,
but yeah, I need a number. I need a few names, maybe even some destinations.
Probably 3 or 4.
Really? Okay.
3 or 4.
Some names.
KD, obviously,
for sure.
Giannis,
for sure,
is pretty much locked in. We'll see. Highly likely.
There's no way he's playing in Milwaukee next year.
And who knows, like, maybe with one of those guys is the All-Star attached. Like a Şengün getting traded.
Mm-hmm.
Like a... I don't know anyone really else. Like, what other team would offer All-Star? A J-Dub.
A Carlton Downs.
In your dreams, maybe. And also, I think the Suns should just blow it up if... You're trading KD. Trade Booker, too.
Okay.
Those would be my 3 main guys. And then teams. Devin Booker to the Rockets, I think, makes perfect sense. Just an upgrade over Jalen Green. Gives him a lot more space and gives him a real scoring threat who's consistent.
Consistency is key.
There's also a good defender when he wants to be.
He's a fine defender.
He's a good defender.
He's not a two-way player.
He is a two-way player.
No, he's not.
Did you watch the Olympics?
He's not a two-way. The Olympics is not the NBA. He's not a two-way player.
He was guarding NBA guys, though.
He's a fine defender.
He's a good defender.
He's not a two-way player.
He's a good defender.
He's not a two-way player.
He's a good defender. Obviously, he's a two-way player.
You have a wide range of good, but go on.
What do you mean a wide?
Go on, Devin Booker, a trade destination.
The Rockets, I just said.
Go on.
Like the other players?
Yeah.
Katie. I don't really know. I think the Nuggets could be really interesting.
Yes. He's come around.
No. Like, I've always been, like, open to the idea, but I just don't know what package. I don't know how good the package would be.
The Suns can't be picky. They can't be picky. They can't be choosy. Well, they want picks, but it's not like if KD says, I want to go to Denver, then he's going to go to Denver.
Mm.
Like, they can't be picky. He's not going to Dallas.
Nah.
Nobody's going to Dallas.
You know, and then for Giannis, you know what I've been seeing. It's really interesting. Giannis to the Pelicans. The Pelicans... No. Wait. The Pelicans have 2 of Milwaukee's own picks. So Milwaukee would get their picks back. Zion was in trade. And then it was also DeJounte Murray. Hold on. I know someone else, too. I forgot. But it would give the Bucks a chance to reset. And you get a young star whose value is pretty down. But if you can get Zion healthy... you can still be a competitive team, but then you also just want to tank. You have your own picks back, and then you can work around that and then, you know. And the Pelicans, you know, you still have Herb Jones, you still have Yves Missy. You would still have Trey Murphy, you would still have CJ. It'd still be a very good team. It'd be a good team.
So, okay. Let me just what I'm hearing, right? Giannis is going to request a trade from Milwaukee. And he's willingly going to be like, I want to go play in New Orleans with CJ McCollum and
Herb Jones. Trey Murphy Jr. Third, my bad.
No, absolutely not. No.
That's a great fit for him. The defense, you have the on-ball guard who can score. Trey Murphy's a very good scorer.
Where are the
Yves Missy is a really good young piece.
Where you think Giannis, who's 30 years old, wants to play with Yves Missy?
That's not about Yves Missy.
You think he wants to play with Trey Murphy as his second best player?
He's gonna grow more.
You think Giannis has time to?
I didn't say. I was just throwing out an idea. Like
new.
But the Bucks will have to reset.
It makes sense for the Bucks. Wait. I guess it kind of makes sense for the Bucks, but if I'm Giannis, I'm not going over there.
Well, what if it's not up to Giannis?
Nah. They are not sending him to Louisiana.
Better weather.
It's Milwaukee. Of course it's going to be better weather than Milwaukee. But no.
That's a fun idea, though.
Okay, I thought you were going to say the San Antonio Spurs or the Houston Rockets.
No, I want to go outside the box.
Then say the Knicks.
No, that's not outside the box. This is a bad pick.
You just said the New Orleans Pelicans.
Yeah, I just told you why.
You just tried
why.
To sell me on the New Orleans Pelicans.
I told you why.
You think...
Great two-way... The Pelicans made the playoffs without Zion last year.
Who's a two-way player?
Herb Jones. Trey Murphy. Easy to see. Good bench, too. It's a decent bench.
Giannis is not requesting a trade.
And they can still make moves, too.
Giannis is not requesting a trade.
Jordan Hawkins? I didn't even say that.
All right. No more Pelicans.
Bruce Brown. Antonio Reeves.
All right. So I think the Rockets and the Spurs have pretty good packages. I think those are the top two destinations if I had to pick.
For who though? Who do the Rockets give up?
Anybody you want, not named Sengun or Emen.
Ah, here we.
And then all the picks you want.
Homegrown. BS.
What?
You wouldn't trade Sengun for Giannis?
I mean, if they ask for him, then yeah, I'll give him.
But you just said he's untouchable.
I didn't say he was untouchable. I said, I mean, if I'm the Rockets, I'd prefer them not to be in the trade, but if they have to be in the trade, they'll be in the trade.
Oh, that's what you meant. Okay.
And then all the picks you want. The Spurs, same thing. All the picks you want, you can pick whoever you want. It really doesn't matter. But I think those are the top two. If you want to get spicy, then...
The Nuggets?
How would that even work?
MPJ?
If you want to get...
Aaron Gordon?
If you want to get spicy, the New York Knicks.
It's not going to happen.
You just tried to sell me on the New Orleans Pelicans.
You didn't listen. I don't think you listened.
You tried to sell me on the New Orleans Pelicans.
Yeah, it was a good. It's a good fit.
The New York Knicks and then...
Thunder.
I just don't think the Thunder would break it up for Giannis.
It's not breaking it up.
You trade one of your top three players.
So who?
They're going to trade one of their top three players for Giannis. And then...
They can sneak away. They can trade like 12 picks.
I don't want 12 picks. I want a player.
Why would you want 12 picks?
What does that do for me? I want Jalen Williams.
Helps you rebuild.
I want Jalen. I can go rebuild with Jalen Williams. I want Jalen Williams to check. If you're not doing that, Giannis ain't coming to OKC. But yeah, I got a real list.
Timberwolves.
I got a real list.
What's the issue with Timberwolves?
Of like players, who's going to Minnesota? Is this a serious one?
We talked about this.
Is this a serious one?
No, I was just listening, looking at teams.
So can I send my list?
It'd be fun. That's the only thing that. Yeah, you can go.
Giannis and KD are the easy ones. they won't be playing on their teams. And then, you were missing out. You were missing out on players. Trey.
Well, I didn't get to finish.
Because we were talking about the Pelicans.
You asked me. No, you go.
Okay. Trey, Giannis. Yeah, I already said Trey, Zion, Sabonis. One of the Grizzlies' big three. Probably Jaren Jackson, maybe. And then obviously like Sengun, because he's going to be in a trade if the Rockets get someone. Probably. Maybe. Am I missing anybody else that could possibly be in a trade? If we want to get really, really spicy, Bam.
You don't think Booker?
Oh, and then Booker. But I don't think the Suns are trading.
So that's eight players?
Like, Booker's going to have to request a trade if he wants out. But
that's possibly, eight players?
Possibly.
So you think in back-to-back seasons we're going to see the most? Because last year, that was the record for most, like, all-stars traded in a single season.
Player movement's never been as high. As to where they're going.
Eight trades, though? Or probably, like, six, but...
Player movement has never been as high. There are too many teams, like, on the verge of rebuilding.
You didn't say Vucevic?
There are too many teams on the verge of rebuilding. And
I think,
like,
Vucevic can be traded.
You can throw in Vucevic if you want to throw in Vucevic. But there are too many guys on the verge. I do think there's going to be a lot of trade requests. I think Giannis is going to have to end up requesting a trade if he really wants to leave. And then so as... Devin Booker. But I think Zion, I think they're going to trade him like start a free agency. I don't really see him going anywhere. What about some Zion destinations?
I saw Hornets a lot during like the early talks. But I just don't...
I'd prefer not to send him to like the dumpster fire of the league.
Brooklyn.
Okay.
I like Brooklyn.
Brooklyn's cool. Put some butts in seats.
Brooklyn just needs... They're like a star away from like... being a threat to being really good.
Hey, they're a destination for if two guys want to team up.
There we go.
Trey and Giannis, wink, wink.
Zion, Cooper Flagg.
You just said a duo that wants to compete in the East.
That competes in the East.
Zion and a 19-year-old?
Top 8 seed. I'm in for a playoff spot.
I was thinking a Zion and a all-star player. Like Zion and Trey. Hey, talk about selling seats. Now, they might be a 6 seed, maybe, but talk about selling seats. That sounds good to me.
No.
What about Sabonis?
I honestly don't see them moving him.
Why not?
Because I think they need to keep, like, they already traded Fox. You might as well just keep Sabonis.
Why?
I don't know. It just seems like a Kings thing to do.
All right, if we're just going to be hating on the Kings.
It's not hating. I'm being serious. It's a Kings thing to do.
If we're just going to be hating on the Kings.
How's that hating?
A Kings thing to do is crazy.
How?
That's not hating.
No.
So if I said, oh, that's such a Raptors thing to do, you...
Well, it depends on the context of the situation.
Was this positive context?
No, I'm just saying that as a team, like, I don't expect them to move off Shengun. Sabonis. It's not a negative thing.
I'll give you some real destinations. So Sabonis, I think the Kings would move off of them because if they really want to rebuild.
I don't think they want to rebuild.
They do have their pick next year.
How many more years does Zach LaVine have?
Oh, I forgot about him. Two more?
Yeah, they'd probably trade him at the end of that contract. You might as well try to compete with Sabonis.
Why be the East version of the Bulls?
I don't know. I just see it. I don't know. Unless you can trade both of them, which you can't really.
You can trade.
And you sell DeRozan too.
You can trade anybody that you want if you really want to. No one's untradeable.
Yeah, but I just don't see him breaking up
that core.
Just a Kings thing. I don't know what this is. A Kings thing to do. Like, I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
Like it's not a bad thing. It's just like the Kings.
Okay, I'm not making predictions.
And the Kings want to be competitive. I don't think they want to go back to being mediocre or bad.
They're mediocre now.
I meant bad.
I mean, there's not too much of a difference between 38 games and 25.
Playing game.
Okay, let us rephrase it. I'm not in the business of making predictions. I'm going to say what they should do. And what they should do is trade Sabonis. Now, where? The Toronto Raptors.
No.
Why not?
Nice rim protection.
Scottie Barnes.
There you go. Yeah.
And you just finished telling me that Jakob Poeltl wasn't a...
Well, he would be in the trade for him.
Okay. So, Scottie Barnes. I don't know. Sound like a top 10 offense to me.
Who is in this trade that keeps them a top 10 offense?
I don't know. Pick one. Quickly's going to stay.
You think just RJ?
Yeah, Capurda and RJ.
That is going to be Quickly, Grady or Jacoby.
Your top five pick?
B.I. Oh, yeah. So, hopefully top five.
Then, Brandon Ingram.
Ingram, Scotty.
Can I run Sabonis?
I mean, they probably want more for Sabonis, though.
They are... What? A two starter level players? And a pick?
But you just said you wanted them to rebuild.
Yeah, the pick.
That pick's not gonna be good.
I mean, give him a decent pick.
What decent pick? Our pick this year?
You asked too many questions.
Our pick this year?
Next year's pick.
No, we're gonna be a playoff team next year.
Whatever pick you got. Well, you guys aren't giving your top five pick for Sabonis, are you?
Well, then if the Kings want a rebuild, they wouldn't do that trade.
This is just a hypothetical. You think too much.
You just said.
This is you think too much. This is a hypothetical. Him on the Raptors.
How am I thinking? But you said the Kings were trying to rebuild.
Yes. And they take Jakob Poeltl, RJ Barrett, and like a pick or two.
So you just said one pick. You didn't say two picks.
A pick or two. You see that pick or two. He's not locked in.
Maybe. I am locked in.
Another team is possibly the Wizards.
You didn't let me finish.
Because you were being too nitpicky with the picks.
I'm not being nitpicky.
But I'm waiting.
I mean, the Raptors probably be like a top six seed. The Kings would probably still be a playing team.
In the West?
Close to it. RJ Barrett's really good.
In the West?
I could see it. Maybe.
What about...
Oh, what is another team? Give me another team.
What about Sabonis on the... I don't know. After that, kind of get rough.
I don't know. Like, he's just a weird fit.
Yeah, hard play to build on.
Yeah.
Where's Jaren Jackson going?
That's another guy I just didn't think of at all. Orlando.
No.
No, they don't know enough.
But I did hear the Magic are going to be a little more aggressive this offseason because they've changed their, like...
Detroit for Jaren? Bring back home?
Because the Magic have changed their... outlook and they want to be a more competitive team. The who?
Mets. Pistons. Ivy.
Are you already trading people? See, if I'm the Pistons?
I mean,
be a little patient. We just made the playoffs.
Well, why would the Raptors trade RJ?
I mean, the Raptors don't want to rebuild, like, at all. Now, if there's a team that, like, wants to be, like, never wants to be bad, it's the Toronto Raptors. They've been bad for 2 years. And then they were like, nah, so let's go trade for Brandon Ingram.
That's true.
What, Darren Jackson? But yeah, if I'm the Pistons, I don't know, the Pistons, like, I just hope they don't get too impatient this offseason and just make some sweeping trade for someone. I think you just let the young guys progress a little bit. See who you are with Jaden Ivey for a full year.
True.
Well, still keep some bets around. Malik Beasley was great. Still think he should have won Sixth Man of the Year.
Facts.
And Tobias Harris, good bet. Tim Hardaway Jr., good bet. I don't know, just get some size. And maybe a little more dribbling off, like ball handling. And honestly, like, Jalen Duren's like 21 years old. Like, they don't even know who he is yet. So, I don't think they should just be breaking up the team. Okay, but I don't know. But I don't even think their front office would do that. I think they have a pretty good GM.
Wow.
But, Trae Young. And please.
You didn't say Jaren.
Oh, Jaren Jackson. I can't think of the Spurs. No. Money gets tight. Well, you could throw Desmond Bane if you want to.
To the Spurs?
No, to, like, for a trade.
Him and Jaren, or just him?
Well, one or the other.
Rockets, get Bane.
I'd rather get the book.
Yeah, I mean, that. Devin's the best option, okay. But I don't hate Bane.
To be my number one?
Yeah. He averaged like 24 at the end of the season.
To be a number one?
I don't know about it. Yo, Sengun.
Sengun's not a number one.
Yeah, but.
Like,
you're right.
I don't know. Doesn't mean he's an interesting player. Like, the undersized
T-Rex arms.
The undersized guards that aren't, like, the elite of, like, the players who can, like, score.
Whoa.
It's kind of just hard to build on. Meaning that he's not, like, he's not a Shea, he's not a Devin Booker, he's not a JB.
Then you say undersized guards.
He's in that guards who can score. He's in, like, that tier below them. Like, he hasn't even been an all-star. Like, he hasn't even been an all-star. So, I don't know.
He got hurt this year.
But, yes, he hasn't, like, been one. And
I'd say he was all-star caliber.
Once we start saying that for guys who have never made an all-star, it kind of gets, like...
I think he can... All right, this is besides the point. Bane... I don't know. That's like the thing with, like, the trades. I just don't. There's not a lot of, like, good fits out there for certain players.
No, unless there's a star for star. But it kind of feels like a lot of teams have their two max players. And, like, bringing in three max players is kind of just
look at the
no
size.
Reason to. Actually, another player that I didn't think of. I'll just say that the Celtics are going to make some moves this summer. We'll see how drastic that gets, but I don't really see. I don't think I see KP or Drew on the team if they lose
really?
The championship. Yeah, I think. Like, the only thing keeping the Celtics team together is if they win. Like, that's the only way, like, they'll run it back. But if they don't, they're definitely going to try to get under the tax for a little bit, or the second apron at least. So, I don't know. I think, like, a loss in the conference finals or the finals, someone's going to leave.
Okay.
But
Interesting.
Who'd be their replacement? I don't know. That's a whole nother can of worms. What?
Never mind.
I know, yeah, but I don't know. Well, now I'm thinking of it. It feels like a lot of teams are either have their two max players, like especially like the playoff teams, except like the Pistons are the only team that have an extra spot. So
a playoff team?
So they'd be like a destination for someone.
Nets are a destination too. But if you just mean playoff teams, I agree.
But yeah, but then we start getting to like the non-playoff teams, like the Nets. Who maybe build something, but
like isn't it just the Pistons and the Nets that like have cap space?
Pistons have a little bit of cap space, not too much.
I know the Nets have a lot.
Nets have a lot, but yeah, not a lot of guys have cap space. So this is just a trade market. So I think we're going to see way more star for star trades.
What about... You said who next?
Is there a person I was thinking of?
Yeah, you said Jaren.
Oh, Jaren? I can't even think
of... No. You said Jaren, then you went to another player. Did you say Trey?
Oh, Trey. Yeah, I did say Trey.
This is a guy I can actually see being moved.
I don't even know if they want to move him because it kind of feels like they fired the GM because they didn't want to move him. But that might be a little bit of a...
It's a very weird situation because...
It's like an educated conspiracy theory.
They went from being like a real playoff team in the East. I think they're a top five seed before Jalen Johnson went down. And that was in December. He went down and then kind of everything fell apart after. And then you went into the playoffs as... Were they the 8th?
They're 10th.
The Hawks?
Yes.
No, they weren't.
They lost twice?
The Heat were in the... The Heat were the...
Oh, yeah, they were. Oh, so then they were the 9th.
No, they're the 8th.
They lost twice?
Yeah. Because they lost to the... They lost to the Magic. And then they played the Heat. Because it was the Bulls' Heat in the play-in. But they're always so injury prone. We really haven't gotten a full healthy season. Honestly, because I do follow this really big Hawks guy on TikTok, and he talks about the Hawks a lot. And he was talking about like what I said, they're like a top five seed for a decent stretch. And he says he wants to run it back. And potentially they can make a move too. I don't know for who, but
yeah, with what picks? Actually,
yeah, a Giannis move. I don't think they have enough. But
if I'm Giannis, I would never attach the back half of my prime to Trae Young. That's just not a good bet.
What's the issue with Trae Young?
I don't want to rely on Trae Young in the playoffs.
Well, that's why you get Giannis.
I don't want. If I'm Giannis, I don't want to rely on Trae Young in the playoffs.
Fair.
And the Hawks.
If Trae were to get traded,
do not say the team. I think you're about to say, but go on.
The Magic?
No.
Why not the Magic? I was thinking about. I was trying to do trades, but the contracts just don't really match up.
Three max players, not gonna work. Especially for that team. You get Trae, you get those three. How good is your team?
Top four seed in the East.
They're better than the Pacers?
That's the three. Yeah. Magic were right there with the Pacers. During the first half of the season.
That's the first half of the season.
And a little bit of the second half.
How good were they in March?
Well, their team was hurt.
I'm not really feeling the ceiling getting Trae Young. If I'm the Magic, I'm perfectly okay with getting a point guard who can shoot, getting a couple guys who can play defense and shoot, and then let's run it back. But the minute you start, maybe Trae Young, we're getting too greedy.
How's that greedy?
Just don't keep your picks. Because I feel like teams make the wrong swing in trades. Especially when, the ceiling is what? The four seed? Because I don't think they're going to be any better than the four seed. Even if you really think they're going to be better than the Pacers.
They can upset a team.
That's what we make trades for, to possibly upset teams?
I'm just joking. I'm sure.
But, like, yeah, I'm not really buying.
The Rockets.
Again, if I'm in the market for a star, it's Devin Booker, or we figure out something else. But,
well, maybe you don't even have to throw a pick in.
Well, what do you have to extend him?
You lowball him.
I don't know. But yeah, so do you have a question?
After the song.
After a couple of songs.
Play love like a sport. Yeah. First take, you ain't on time, you were late. When you around me, you're safe. You can't go wrong for the her sake. I know that look on your face. You think you winning a race. You think all I do is play. I didn't put you in your place. Then why you still here in my place? Yeah, thought so. Yeah. And also, you think too much, we all know. You think too much, we all know. I ain't tryna go back to war with your morals. You can't kill the vibe, it's immortal. And I ain't buying it even though I can afford you. Cause I know. Don't like what I saw. This life without choice. Despite our flaws. Despite you got flaws. Just let our love play us cool. Bet you tell it, it's mine, it's yours, yours, yours. All the songs I know. I play love like a sport. This life won't grow, lest we find gold. Why down your nose, girl, won't you come over? Let's go find, let's move. But you think too hard, we all know. You think too hard, we all know. So say nothing, nothing. Cause you think too hard, we all know. Yeah, you know I'd rather lead than to follow. You and me, baby, mine, we mine, oh. Cause I know. This life without choice. Despite our flaws. Despite you have flaws. Just let our love play its course. Let you tell it, it's mine, it's yours, yours, yours. All the songs I know. I play love like a sport.
Like a sport, oh, yeah, okay. Lil mama, I still ain't heard from lil mama. We go back to Angliana. When you were studying in college, but I called you and brought you out to Santa Monica. Believed in you, I was your sponsor. I got love for you, but I'm not in love. Gave me affection. Girl, I was lost, she gave me direction. Went the, can you win no protection? All my blessings. Girl, you want all my blessings. You think I don't care about you? Girl, you better call my best friend. I got time to waste. Girl, I got time to waste. Girl,
everything just to get back on the same page. Let's finish the story, but you would rather ignore me. Your mama called to check on me, but you won't even pick up the phone. See, damn, you feeling yourself. Out in Hollywood, you got a nigga with some wealth. You ain't free tonight, I bet it caught somebody else. Trying to tell you I'm the last real left. You can hit me if you need help. With your love problems, with your money problems, I just might solve.
I just might solve.
I just might solve them. I just might solve.
I just might solve. Just call me. Or you can just pick up the phone, baby. I know you.
This world were mine.
Hey, Roman numeral 7, babe, drop it like it's hot. If this world was mine, I'd take your dreams and make them multiply. If this world was mine, I'd take your enemies in front of God. Introduce them to that light, hit them strictly with that fire. Fa, 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 fa. Roman numeral 7, babe, drop it like it's hot. If this world was mine, I'd take your dreams and make them multiply. If this world was mine, I'd take your enemies in front of God. Introduce them to that light, hit them strictly with that fire. This a vibe, do your dance, let them watch. She a fan, he a flop, they just wanna kumbaya, nah.
This world, concrete, flowers grow. Heartache, she only do what she know. Weekends, get it popping on the low. Better days coming for sure.
This world.
If it was up to me, I wouldn't give it nobody's no sympathy. I'll take away the pain, I'll give you everything. I just wanna see when, wanna see.
If this world were mine.
Time I turn it off, just so I can turn you on. I'ma make you say it loud. I'm not even tripping, I won't stress you out. I might even settle down for you. I'ma show you I'm a pro. I'ma take my time and turn it off, just so I can turn you on, baby. Weekends get popping on the low. Better days coming for sure.
I know you're coming for.
World
were
mine.
That was Luca. I can't hear.
Hello? Yo, he has me muted. Oh, there we go.
That was Luca by Kendrick.
And first take by Travis and Bryson Tiller.
Travis who?
Scott.
Okay. I that'd be funny.
What, dude?
So, what happened in the playoffs lately?
The Knicks got lucky. Brunson got bailed. They called some weird fouls.
Are you done?
I'm just joking. Brunson hit a really good shot.
Jalen Brunson is
clutch player of the year for a reason.
The league's best playoff riser. And yeah, Knicks win a hard fought series. Jalen Brunson played really
which
good.
David didn't think it was going to be.
Mikal Bridges was pretty good.
Yeah, see?
And OG It was just a great team effort. The whole series, for the most part, give or take a couple games. Pistons, hard fought, but they get it done. Some other series that ended. Celtics beat the Magic since we've been gone. Celtics beat the Magic.
And a very... This is kind of what I said. Like, it would be a somewhat competitive series just because the Magic defense kind of does that. And they stole a game, too, but... Yeah.
Celtics, they're in autopilot mode.
Wolves-Lakers.
One of my questions with the Celtics is, like, if Drew was actually hurt or he was just chilling. Because if he's actually hurt...
You would have to start Pritchard.
No, they can just go double bigs, right?
Oh, you're right, you're right. And they'll just run right at the one.
But I don't know. They kind of need Drew Holiday. Like, it'd be nice to have him around because he's a real... I don't know, just a real, like, bet on the team. Mm-hmm. Always, like, gets them ready in crunch time.
And still one of the best guard defenders.
Defenders. One of the best defenders in the league. Like...
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, he's, like, top five guard defender.
He can guard... Mm-hmm.
He can guard 1-3.
He can guard 1-5.
All right.
He can guard 1-5.
He throw 1-5 a lot.
There's not a center he can't guard.
He can guard Jokic?
No one can guard Jokic. Next question.
Okay, but other centers will do better.
Sure. Next player.
Sabonis?
Yes.
I'm sure.
Now, if I show you clips of Drew Holiday, guarding Sabonis.
No, I agree. Like, for some possessions, yeah.
He can go 1-5.
Anyone, he can't go 1-5.
You name me one center, and he's the best player in the world.
Zubats.
Yes.
No. Okay, we're lying. All right, we're moving on.
Oh, Zubats.
We're moving on.
This Hakeem Olajuwon level post looking player.
He's over him every time. Am I wrong?
That's okay.
The guy who can match Jokic in strength is getting pushed around by Drew Holiday.
Drew Holiday's not getting pushed around.
No, I'm saying you think Drew Holiday's going to push Zubac around.
Who said Zubac. That?
You, because how else are you going to stop Zubac?
I'm just saying he can guard him. He
guard him how? How?
They don't need a mismatch.
How?
If Drew Holiday is guarding on Zubac, we're okay. Guys.
Well, that's just because of the rest of the team, though.
Just go get the rebound. We do not need two on
that's
Drew
the rest
Holiday.
Of the team, though.
What does that mean?
It's the rest of the team. That's the most versatile defensive lineup in the league.
I'm saying Drew Holiday on... Zubac
is going for 25 and 25.
No, I'm saying they get switched. Drew Holiday's guarding Zubac. I am not calling help. That's what I'm saying. That's guard 1-5.
But they're going to give the Zubac, and Zubac is going to score most of the time.
I'm just saying Drew Holiday can guard him. Like, there's not, like, it's not really a mismatch. I'm not bringing Tatum for help. Like, Drew Holiday can guard. Like, he has him. He's fine. He'll be okay. Maybe he could score, but maybe he won't. He can guard 1-5. There's not really anybody guarding him for him.
Then who else can guard 1-5 then?
Since the list is so small.
Bam.
Okay. Draymond.
I seen Draymond struggle against like ones.
He's 34.
Oh, so now we're doing peak?
Okay, fine. But still, he can still like...
No, I know what you mean.
Okay. Like if Cade gets switched on him... K gonna have to work for them points. Like it's not gonna be like, oh, I got a mismatch. Mm-mm. And Draymond does not need any help guarding Cade Cunningham.
Okay, I'll give you Draymond.
Evan Mobley. Name me these guards.
One.
Yes.
Trae Young.
Evan Mobley gets switched on Trae Young. Evan Mobley can't keep up.
No.
I can show you footage of Evan Mobley clamping up Trae Young.
It's a couple clips.
Evan Mobley's not guarding him for 48 minutes. That's not how 1-5 works.
Oh, we're talking like switchable?
Are you putting Bam on Jalen Brunson for 48 minutes?
Maybe.
No, you're not doing that.
What else are you putting on him?
That's not how 1-5 works. No. Well, then no one guarding 1-5. If that's how you're...
LeBron guarded 1-5.
LeBron, they would never put LeBron on.
We're getting off topic.
Yes, because you're nitpicking.
I'm not nitpicking.
Drew Holiday, 1-5, bro. Please, come on. Don't be disrespectful.
It's not disrespectful.
Please don't be disrespectful.
It's not disrespectful.
But, yes, it is. For the playoffs, you were saying?
Lakers Timberwolves.
What'd you see?
I saw the Lakers have some glaring holes.
Can Jay McDaniels guard 1-5?
No. Close.
You were saying, though.
1-4.
What do you see for Lakers Wolves?
See, like, you're throwing in other topics.
I'm asking you a question. What do you see Lakers
Wolves? Well, you asked, like, 2 questions.
I'm asking.
I saw Naz Reid being a really good defender, which someone in this room doesn't think he is.
He's fine.
He's a good, very good defender.
Can Naz Reid go 1-5?
Close.
You're not answering my question.
Very close.
Matter of fact, he just got done saying that he doesn't like when people say maybe. And here's he saying, maybe. I don't know.
I said close.
They could.
I said
yes
close.
Or no. Yes or no.
Close is better than a maybe.
Yes or no.
Potentially.
No. You were saying, go on.
Like 2-5.
Go on.
No, he can switch on. Yeah, he can. Anywho, Rudy Gobert was having the worst playoff series before his game 5. And Anthony Edwards is playing is really good. Mike Conley still has it. I was a little skeptical at first. I was thinking maybe they'd have to bench him for Dante, but Mike Conley's still pushing. He's still playing really good. Randall beat the allegations.
Playoff riser.
The playoff dropper. Now he's actually a playoff riser.
He's never a playoff dropper.
Okay. Good lie. And even like DiVincenzo played all right. Nah didn't have the best series offensively, but he was still really good on defense. Who else is on the bench? Naz Reid. And did they give Terrence Shannon some minutes?
No.
That was the 8-man, right? They just ran an 8-man.
He does not like Terrence Shannon. Probably.
Yeah, that's so. They shot 14% and from 3 and still won the game. Uh-huh. For the Lakers, you need a center. You need a real POA defender. Might have to trade Reeves.
Wings who can shoot and play defense.
There's a guy in New Orleans I know.
Maybe. I don't know. They're not trading Herb Jones.
How do you know that?
Because they're trading for Giannis. Right? They're trading for Giannis,
I didn't know that was happening. Well, this is like a different timeline.
Anywho. Honestly, they got to really rebuild this team around Luka.
Yeah. We'll see when LeBron retires. They'll have a lot more money. But, like, they really might trade Reeves in the offseason. They're definitely going to trade for a center. I don't know which center, though. There's, like, Claxton.
Or Jakob Poeltl.
Jakob Poeltl.
Wow, you just throwing your center to the Wolves, man.
Well, we're getting Austin Reeves for.
Yeah, do you want to guess this thing?
Hey, go ahead.
I can't. You be mad. You be losing me, bitch.
What did I do?
Longest tenured coaches.
Oh, since Greg just retired. Steve Kerr. Spoelstra.
That's 1 and 2.
The Thibodeau.
Thomas, yes.
Where's he on the list?
3rd.
He's 3rd? How long has he been coaching them?
5 years.
Damn, so long. Jason Kidd.
He's 10th.
Really? It's not Chauncey. Is Finch on here?
He's 7th.
Okay.
I'm missing a couple guys in the West.
Is it just the West? Tyron.
Tyron Lewis, numero 5. Might have a little bit of time, so you can guess the rest. They can miss in three.
They're all in the West?
Two are in the West. One is in the East.
Oh, the... Willie Green?
No. Pelicans homer.
It really, I feel like Willie Green has been coaching that team for a minute. Is what's his name? I can't remember. Dagnall?
Mark Dagnall, yeah.
He's on here.
He number six.
You said there's one more West team, one more East team?
Yes.
Quinn Snyder?
No.
Playoff team or?
One bad team, one playoff team.
The bad team's in the East?
Bad team's in the West.
Oh, the ball dude on the Pacers.
Sure.
I forgot his, what is his name?
I'm not telling you.
Wait, no, 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 stop. Dude, now you're making me do this.
Well, don't search it up.
I'm not.
He's searching it out, guys.
I didn't.
We don't believe.
No, what does his name start with? What does his name start with?
R.
First name?
Yes.
Oh, Carlisle?
Rick Carlisle. All right.
There we go.
And there is one more.
In the West. Chauncey?
Chauncey Billups.
Really? I didn't think he. What was he?
He was ninth.
Okay, that makes sense.
But yeah, a lot of guys retiring.
A lot of new coaches.
Like getting fired.
I feel that's the new age. Just getting new coaches. Did you see the one thing? We're in the weak link era.
Which means?
Like, it depends on player to player. It's not just like your top guys anymore. You need like a whole good team. Like how the Pacers beat the Bucks and the Timberwolves beat the Lakers?
Oh, yeah. I hope that people were building good 7-8-man rotations.
No. See, now you're not listening.
You just said...
It's not just because... No, but it's not the top two. Like when the Lakers are running... No.
When the Lakers were running... Did you just mute me?
You're yelling on the mic. Calm down.
No, because when the Lakers had Kobe and Shaq, no one was coming close to them.
Yeah, so you need to build a good 7-8.
No, but I'm saying if you put that team now, they might not win. Did you mute me again?
No, I didn't mute you, bro. Relax.
No, like, and then when they played a team that was like really deep, the Pistons, they lost.
Oh,
the Lakers.
When?
04.
Okay.
See it now, and then you just saw Giannis and Dame.
Oh, the
top,
Pistons.
A top. Is that not what I said?
It's the Pacers.
I said, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. They have the Bucks have a top two player, Giannis, and then like a top 20 player in Dame. Well, the Pacers don't have a top. They have a top 20 guy. But the rest of the team, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so they need a good top 7-8-man rotation.
Yes, but like it's more like now. It matters not. Look at the Rockets. That's why they're second seed.
Yeah. You did not need to yell on the mic for that.
I was. You didn't see that, though?
That what? A team?
The weak. No, you didn't see the post? The weak link era?
Is that why
you're... You need to go out more. You need to search this stuff up.
Is that why you're
I
yelling?
Your expertise.
Is that why? Is that why you're yelling? Because I didn't see your post?
No.
Relax. I'm right here.
Huh?
I can hear you. Like.
Yeah, but like, all right. Emphasis.
Okay, yes. It's a 7-8-man rotation to go in.
Oh, but like it's more important now than ever.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Did he mute me?
No, I didn't mute you.
I can't hear myself.
Because you talk too much. You talk too loud. Yes.
What do you mean I talk too much?
No, you talk too loud, bro.
Oh.
But, yes. Parity is key in the NBA right now.
That's what I told you.
And I agree with you. And, yeah.
You were on the edge.
No, I never was. 8-man rotation. That's why the Thunder have the best.
Wait, so why wouldn't rings be the most important thing?
What do you mean?
Remember my one question about Jokic?
What?
If he ends his career with one ring, but it's in the most, like, when the NBA has the most parity?
And yeah, you need two to be in top 15. That's just how it goes.
I don't know about that. Anywho, though, what were you saying? The Thunder?
Yes, Thunder have the best 8-man rotation in the league. 9-man rotation in the league.
12-man.
With that being said, we'll see you guys next week.
Potentially next week.
Yeah, and then we'll see you guys Wednesday.
Oh, dude, you made me go crazy in the last show, potentially.
Make sure to tune in
Monday. Ball and Beats, David, 6 to 8. Then Wednesday, Log Mid Log, 10 to 12. Be there.
Yes.
Have a good day.
We'll be here same time. We'll be here Wednesday, 4 p.m. to talk.
Wait, this is next Wednesday?
Yes.
Wait, so I don't have my show?
Oh, probably not.
Oh!
Man, and he's not too happy about the news. I muted his mic.
Wait, no.
What?
Doesn't it end Wednesday?
No, it starts Wednesday. No, it continues through Wednesday.
Yeah, but not late. It ends at 8, so I can tell my show at
10. Okay, then you'll be good.
Oh, I'm on air for like 8 hours, I think.
Yeah, but we'll be back Wednesday. We'll see you guys.
And we'll start without you. Places, people. Yes, go to your places right now. All right, here we go. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, no. This is a movie intro, not a radio intro. Oh, well. You're listening to WONY.